Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by the Irish Film Institute streaming service IFI at Home, bringing great films from our home to yours. IFIHome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, here we are looking at movies over Christmas and beyond. It's been quite a year, though, hasn't it?
It's been a very strange year for the movie business, you know, between the shutdowns on productions and cinemas closed. And fair to say, like everything else, I think there's a bit of a way to go yet before we're back to some form of normality. But I think we're heading in the right direction with cinemas opened again.
Yeah, it's great to be back and seeing movies on the big screen. So you're giving us sort of a look ahead over Christmas, first of all.
Yeah, so some on the small screen, some on the big screen. We've got Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which has just been released on Netflix. This stars the late actor Chadwick Boseman. It's his final film appearance. And it unfolds over the course of an afternoon in a recording studio in 1920s Chicago as a group of musicians await the legendary Ma Rainey, played by Viola Davis. And the film is based on the two-time Pulitzer Prize winning play by August Wilson. So that's a good one to check out. And coming out on Wednesday is Midnight Sky. This is directed and starring George Clooney. It's a post-apocalyptic tale about a lonely scientist in the Arctic who has to race to stop his fellow astronauts from returning home to mysterious global catastrophe. Felicity Jones also stars in that one. And staying with the small screen, on Christmas Day, Disney Plus, they've decided to release Soul, which is about this is a big move for them to release it solely on the streamer. But it's about a musician who has lost his passion for music, is transported out of his body, and must find his way back with the help of an infant soul learning about herself. Good cast too. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, John Ratzenberg, Tina Fey. I think that's going to be a huge hit for them.
I think it will. I'm looking forward to seeing it, I have to say. So, post-Christmas.
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing this. This is Songs for While I'm Away, directed by Emer Reynolds. It's the feature documentary that looks at the extraordinary life and music of Phil Lynott. That's highly anticipated.
Well, I've seen it already and I can tell you it is worth the wait. It is absolutely excellent. Emer Reynolds has done a superb job. And it's a really interesting look at Phil Lynott. Obviously, you just want to go out and buy all the CDs once again. But really interesting guests, not the usual people turning up, which I really liked about it. So yeah, if you're a fan, definitely go to see that one. What else have we?
Well, if you're a fan of Tom Hanks, you'll be glad to know he's starring in a big screen movie called News of the World. This is directed by Paul Greengrass. It's a Civil War veteran who agrees to take on a girl who was taken by a tribe years ago. And that is obviously, as I said, heading to the big screen, which is good. So that's called News of the World.
Tom Hanks, I'm there already. Very good. Now, of course, so many movies were meant to be released in 2020 and we'll be getting them in 2021. So give us an idea of what we have to look forward to.
Well, let's start with some of the movies for kids. Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. We say kids. I quite enjoyed the first one, actually. It was good fun. So that one's coming to the big screen, as is The Croods 2 and The Boss Baby 2. And then one that I do love is always funny, The Minions.
Brilliant.
And The Rise of Gru, which showcases the untold story of a 12-year-old's dream to become the world's greatest supervillain. They're setting that one for a July release.
Very good. Now, the wait for Bond has been quite something, but we'll be getting it around April, right?
Yeah, we are. Let's hope it's not put back again.
Yeah.
Because I suppose, you know, there was offers from streamers to buy this. They were about to pay a hefty price, but the makers have held out to put it on the big screen, which I'm delighted about. It looks really good from the trailer.
Okay.
It's very,
and
very
of course
strong.
Ghostbusters as well.
Ghostbusters was a movie that we were meant to have in the summer and they've pushed that back now till March. It's called Afterlife, Ghostbusters Afterlife. And what they're trying to do here is really connect to the original, because it's about a single mom and her two kids. They arrive in a small town, but they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. I think that's going to do well when it hits the big screen.
Yes, another one that, of course, just missed out on being released was A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah, and that has a great cast. Cillian Murphy joining Emily Blunt in this one. And of course, I think we're going to expect the horror factor to be ramped up a bit in this because the first one was excellent. That's April 23rd, that's set for. And just a few other ones to mention. Black Widow is going to be out in May. And Fast and Furious 9 is also going to be released, I think, in May also.
Fantastic. Now, coming sort of into the summer months then.
Yeah, Top Gun, after 34 years, and this was a movie that was pushed back as well. This, I reckon, has to be seen on the big screen.
Yes.
Tom Cruise back. He's a flight instructor at Top Gun, in which he guides Bradley, played by Miles Teller, who happens to be Goose's son, who seeks to become an aviator much as his father was. So Top Gun Maverick, I think we're going to see do very well, and actually released around the same time. Disney are releasing Jungle Cruise. So they're both going to dominate the box office at that stage.
Very good. Some more just to look out for. This is one I actually saw before lockdown in preview. It was possibly one of the last previews I saw, with a stunning performance from Carey Mulligan.
Yeah, it's called Promising Young Woman. It's about a young woman traumatized by a tragic event in her past. She seeks out vengeance against those who cross her path.
And I
believe you've also seen Supernova as well.
Yeah, I managed to see that now. It's not out till March, but we were treated to an early preview this week. And I really, really liked it. Superb performances from both Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci. It's an emotional affair, but one to mark in the diary for March. Supernova.
Supernova. And then another one I think to look out for as well is Last Night in Soho. This Anya Taylor-Joy has obviously had a terrific year, but Edgar Wright directs this one. It's about a young girl passionate about fashion design, mysteriously able to enter into 1960, where she encounters her idol, a dazzling wannabe singer. So Last Night in Soho is the name of that. And then a biggie in November, we have a long time to wait, is Mission Impossible 7, more Tom Cruise. And unfortunately, we would have had it around this time, but we're going to have to wait an entire year before we finally get to see West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Cannot wait for that. Now, we all have our RTE Guide Christmas bumper specials ready with the highlighter. Just give us a few highlights to finish.
Yeah, a few highlights. The animated Irish film, it's a sequel to Angela's Christmas. It's called Angela's Christmas Wish. That is on RTE One on Christmas Day at 5:15. Lovely film to watch, featuring the voices of Ruth Naga, Jared Harris and Katrina Balfe. If you're a fan of Maureen O'Hara, there is a documentary on Christmas Day on T.G. Cahir profiling her life. That's on at 9 p.m. I think that's a must watch over the Christmas period. There's also a documentary called The Real Field, which examines the unsolved murder in 1958 that inspired John B. Keane's The Field. Jim Sheridan features in that documentary. And of course, they'll be showing the film after the documentary as well. It's on at 9:25 on RTE1. That's on the 29th of December. And some big movies too. Christmas Day includes The Greatest Showman, which is on at 6:10. And then later that night, A Star is Born is on at 10:20.
Oh, lots to look forward to there. Gareth, thank you so much. And a very happy Christmas to you and yours. We look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Happy Christmas, Aideen, and talk to you then.
Thanks, Gareth. Take care.
Take care.